Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium, and we are about to start the show. Hopefully I can talk. Just to let you know, we might hear some noises today because it's just so beautiful here that I opened the doors and let some fresh air in. Yay, fresh air. Right, folks? Right? For those of us who live where it's snowy and we have to basically board or plastic everything up, getting that fresh air, that's a thing. That's a real thing. That's all I'm saying. It's a whole thing. Okay. Everybody in the chat is asking for songs. I love it. We're going to get to them because there is this montage of a song that's been going on all morning that I cannot stop laughing at. But before we go there, let's get here. This show does air on WSCS and all of their streaming channels and podcasts and their YouTube channels, Rude Rangers TV, all of their radio stations, podcasts, and streaming channels. So when you're asking questions, let's keep that in mind. And also, this show airs on almost every podcast there is. I know I'm forgetting something, and it's okay. I will never reach out to you on any social media, never, ever. So please don't get scammed. Please don't be scammed by that, okay? I want to go straight to the chat and answer some of their questions, and then I'm going to go to callers. So Heather asked if there were any songs for her today, and Heather, I'm getting a Kathy. I don't know if it's a grandma, great-grandma, auntie. I don't know, but love's in the air. I can feel it all around. That's your song for the day. And then Genevieve said, song, song, songs. What are the songs today? Oh, Rebecca is above you. I'm so sorry, Genevieve. Rebecca, if there's songs on the show today, what's mine for today? So Rebecca's song is, okay. There's an alarm going off, and I'm trying to break it up, block it out. Let's go. You can get it if you want it. It's this song, Rebecca. I know the song, but they're only playing this itty bitty bitty part of it. Let's go. I think the next line is, you can get it if you want it. If I get more of that song, Rebecca, I'm going to bring it to you, and I'm so sorry that that's all I'm getting. But I think the message is, let's go. Let's get going. You can get it if you want it. You just want it and go get it. That's the message, Rebecca. Genevieve says, song, song, song. Genevieve, I love you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you so much. Genevieve, I'm going to play the montage or do the montage of songs on that. But there is a song for you, Genevieve. But before I go to the montage, before I go to your personal song, I'm doing the montage. So all morning, I've been hearing the lyric, why can't we be friends? And then I hear, to the left, to the left. Everything you own in a bunch, to the left. And then I hear, why can't we be friends? And then I hear, cause you really, really, really would though. And then I hear, why can't we be friends? And I am laughing so hard at this. It's almost like somebody is like saying, yeah, I know I done you dirty, but why can't we be friends? And this is the comeback that this person is giving them. So that like was cracking me up all morning. By the way, just saying, there it is. Okay. Genevieve, your song of the day is, give me a second here. Seriously? Okay. Genevieve, your song of the day is Itsy Bitsy Spider. The itsy bitsy spider crawled up the water slide. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. There you go, Genevieve. That should have some kind of significance to you in some way. And I think I know what that means, but it's not for me to say what your meaning is. Okay, and there are so many people coming in. If you are watching on YouTube, please say hi. Get in the chat. If you have a question, if you want something healed, finances, love, money, any of it. And you guys, I did this clearing last night. I'm going to do it for everybody right here, right now. When I use this word, don't let your mind go to the typical place. Okay? Because I did this for me last night, and it was something. All slave contracts and agreements have been cleared, healed, and released. I get a no, so we're going to start clearing, healing, and release that. So we come in with, I'm not even going to go into that. If you feel it, you feel it. If you know, you know. There's nothing more I can say about that. Sometimes we feel like a slave to our work, to our money, to people. It is not that traditional what we know as that word can be, right? So there's that. It was amazing. Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm going to go to the first caller. When I call your area code, please let me know, where are you calling from? Hey, Patrick, Jay Francis, Nancy, hey, Nancy, Joy, Fawn, Lolly, hey, Lolly. Lolly's in Cape Town right now, everybody. Okay, I need to, when I call your area code, please say your name and where you're calling from, your first name and where you're calling from, and then have a question or a connection to the other side available. 205, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And I know I spoke to you about this situation with my uncle. He's the 75-year-old veteran who had been removed from his home by Veterans Affairs because my brother moved this woman and children in and they refused to leave. I wanted to ask you, have they gotten married? Because it was asked, this is supposed to be something he's trying to use to keep her in the home. Getting married to her. Do you feel that or sense that around the two, a union?
No. As a matter of fact, it's bluff or fraud. Even if he does, okay, so this is what I'm going to say. He might be saying that he did or he's going to. It doesn't matter. I do feel like this is going to end with a court and I'll just leave it at court order. I do feel like they are going to fight tooth and nail to keep that residence or to be able to stay in that residence. But somebody has to bring the hammer down hard on them. Stop playing footsies with them or tootsies with them. Someone thinks, whomever is handling this, thinks they can use, like, love and logic on them, but they are straight up, please don't anybody be offended by this word, they are straight up shystery type of energy. They're trying to scam in a big way here. And they only care about themselves. So whoever is handling this, whoever is doing the one-on-one with them, who's ever doing the telling them they have to leave, they can't even say that the brother can stay. They have to say, now the brother has to go. Because once the male is put in the position of, he's going to lose his thing. He'll start to do what's right, but he's going to slow walk it. So what has to be done here is whoever is handling this, just stop playing with these people. Go to court, get an eviction started, and get them out, because the longer it takes for that court order or that eviction to be started and served, just the longer the whole process is going to take. Get their butts out of there. They don't belong there, and what they're doing is a travesty and just a shame. And I feel like, gosh, you need, whoever's talking to the person in this house, they need to say, we don't care if you're married. We don't care if these are your biologicals. We want you all gone. They just need to, like, lay a line and not cross that line and not waver and not have this be a negotiation, because whoever in that house thinks they're very, very slick, and they think they're going to win. They're constantly maneuvering. Gosh darn it, if they maneuvered that hard at work and money and like an actual business, could you imagine all these people out here like coming up with these scams? If they put it towards something legit, could you imagine where they would be in life? But no, they got to go skeezy with it, don't they?
She would own her own house, but you're absolutely right. It's the VA that is. We just left the district attorney's office on Monday, so you're right. What we're doing is called an ejectment and not eviction, because they're not on the deeds or any utility. So that would be the landlord tenant would be the eviction, but it's ejectment because it is a situation where people are living in a house that have no ties financially. Their names are not on deed papers or utilities. So they are just people in his place that now refuse to leave. And so since they are not tied to anything to the house, then we have to eject them out. Ejectment, yeah. That's what it was described to me. So we did go to district attorney's office. We got the paperwork submitted. We have the police department. We have Veterans Affairs statement. And then we have family and neighbors statement. So those are our complaints. And then we put all the evidence as far as pictures go. So we submitted all of that. And they are going to send out the sheriffs to serve them. And they are in the process of turning the lights off, all the utilities at the house. This is sad. This is what you have to do. But this is the woman who wants this. This is the woman that wants to keep the house. This is the woman who has spoken out. You know, the name. Everybody is saying she speaks it out. It's, you know, one of those things where if you speak it out in the universe, you manifest it. So she keeps saying, "This is my house." You know, it's not my uncle's house. Yeah. Her house, you know, so, and then they say she's practicing some type of witchcraft, you know, there. So it's just sad. It's sad, like you said, Tony, but we are on it. They're not playing with them. You know, the Veterans Affairs, they are really, and they are telling my brother, since he didn't get her out in 30 days, now he is part of them putting him out also. And calling up Adult Protective Services, they got them in involved. So he just don't know what he's gotten himself into. But you're totally right.
Here's what I'm gonna say. In different states, it's called different things, and I think everything you're doing is completely 100% beautiful and accurate and good. I love the way you're doing it. There's this little thing, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but at some point, everybody leaves the house, either to go grocery shopping, to go out to dinner. And I know it's difficult to know other people's schedules, but in some cases, some family members, once everybody's out the house, the family members would go in and grab up as much of their stuff, change the locks, put their stuff literally on the street, completely off the property. Now, I'm not recommending Wait, let me be clear here. I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but I have heard
right.
this has been done before. They go in, as soon as that car drives away, they go in, they switch up those locks, they take
yes.
as much of their stuff out, put it literally in the street. I'm not talking at the curb. I'm talking in the street, so it's completely off the property and not on anybody else's
yes.
property. Call it, have a good day, ma'am. Have a good day. And then they can't get back in the house. And what they're going to do? The locks have been changed.
Yes.
Okay, I'm
oh, we have a key.
Well,
I love that. I understand.
You understand what's being said.
Yes.
You're picking
yes.
what they're putting down, right? You're just picking up what they're putting down. I'm just saying if that
yes.
were my uncle, I'm not saying I would do that, but I have a lot of brothers that wouldn't hesitate to do that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy.
Yes, absolutely.
On that note, thank you for keeping us updated. There is
going to
be a victory. I hope. And since the sheriff is already involved, love, if you do go in and if somebody would change the locks and then they call the police or the sheriff, they would say, you don't live here. you don't live here. What
right.
are you talking about? I've got paperwork that says you do not live here. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye.
I love it. Yes. Right. Okay. Thank you.
We can be nice until we are smart. Okay?
Yes.
There's a thing of
yes.
we tried to be nice. Now we're going to be smart. And we are not
yes.
going to play with you. We are not going to play with you, child. Anyway, that's
exactly.
what I have for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You have an absolutely amazing day, okay?
You as well. I love you.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Love you, sweetie. Have a good day,
thank
sweet
you.
Girl.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Again, that is not me advising them what to do. I'm just saying what some people might do. Just, you know. Like Scrappy Doo, just saying. Okay, gonna go to 630. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony, calling from Illinois. It's Lisa. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa, I'm doing amazing. How can I help you today?
Good. I love your singing as usual. I don't know why, but it always makes me smile. So keep on singing every time. So I just want to check. Okay.
Sorry.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. I'm
can you
so
hear me?
Sorry. I said, I can. How can I help you, love?
Okay. Yeah. I just want to know, what do you see with a move for me this year? I'm looking for a property. So far, no luck because of what's going on with the market. And I'm supposed to get a car shortly, so that'll make it easier. But I just wonder what you see with it. Cause I don't know.
Okay,
I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, it is. The market is really frustrating, and I kind of feel like I know what's going on with the market. But so we are supposed to be flooded with foreclosures and such right now, but what's happened is mortgage companies and real estate companies have started their own rental properties, and BlackRock, and if you know who BlackRock is, enough said,
yeah.
they're going in blocks of properties and anything that comes. So we're just not getting the properties are there, they're just not coming onto the market. I do feel, though, for you in August, September is going to be the time. Keep looking until then. Going to be the time that you are going to find the property. I'm also going to recommend, if this is for you or somebody else listening, go to Sheriff's Auctions. Look at the listings in Sheriff's Auctions and see if something doesn't pop there. There might be something that comes up there. And remember, sheriff's auctions are people
who, like, city auctions are people maybe who didn't pay their taxes, so the mortgage companies don't necessarily have the opportunity to repossess the homes. And also, like, anybody who was, like, breaking the law, kind of their homes, like, you know, those villas and stuff. their homes, when they get arrested, all of their property goes to sheriff's auctions. That's cars, that's homes, that's everything. Businesses. So
okay.
For whoever this is for, whether it's for you, my beautiful friend, or somebody else listening, look at the sheriff's auctions in the area that you want to be in and the city auctions in the areas that you want to be in. Become familiar with them and see if something doesn't pop there. I'm also going to say, September is when you are going to find the property that you are looking for, but do not overbid or go over budget on this property. The property that you are looking for is going to be well within your.
Oh, that's funny you say that because, you know, I was seeing things come up that were more, and I said to myself, I just can't do that, you know what I mean? Because I'm buying first and then I'm selling. It's interesting you're saying that. And it just wouldn't be a good idea since I'm retired and all this stuff, you know? So,
yeah,
I'm going to have to just wait until, like you said, that comes within my budget. Do you think that the property that I own will sell okay? I'm going to first buy and then, like, move in and then sell and then paint and sell, you know?
You know what? Your property is going to sell so quickly. You're barely going to have it on the market, and it's going to be getting offers, okay? And, again, it goes back to there's just not a lot of inventory out there. Right around June, I feel like there's going to be more inventory, but now, keep looking and see what you come up with, okay?
Yep, and I'll wait until, you know, like you said, I'm not going to overbid. I can't do that. I just can't.
Nope.
And then also, you know, wait till the right property comes along, hopefully. But I just don't know. I just feel very kind of sad in a way because I feel like I've looked on and off for a long time, and I just don't know why. It's never worked out for me. But I guess it wasn't the right time, you know. I put a bid on one. I lost it. Another one, something really bad happened, and I wasn't able to move at that point.
Yeah. So here's my – what we want doesn't always come when we want it. So patience, if we can be patient, we can get everything we want at the time that's right. So just be patient, and you're going to be amazed what can show up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Miss Tony.
Come, you have an amazing rest of the day, okay, love?
Yes, you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to 203. You are next. I'm going to go to the chat, though, and I'm going to answer a couple of things on the chat. Let's see. Kavita. Hey, Kavita. It's your birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to Kavita. Happy birthday, Kavita. It's her birthday week. So I would love a reading about love and travel. Thank you. Well, Kavita, what I can say to you is you are going to be making many, many holidays or vacations throughout different times of this year. Like every 3 or 4 months, you're going to be going someplace. I hear Spain is a potential landing for you. Like you potentially could end up in Spain. If that does come up, seriously consider it. There might be something there for you. And then as far as love goes, as soon as you are ready to happen. Now, if we think, and I'm going to say this, and I've been in this spot, so Kavita, I get this 100%. If we are in a spot, male, female, whomever, where we think we're just not ready for love, like we need to heal or we need to do this or we need to be at a certain financial point, that right person could be right in front of us and we won't allow it to work, or it just won't work because we are not ready. As soon as we are ready, as soon as we know we are perfect as we are, we don't need to heal, we don't need more, we are it, then that person will show up and can start. And for you, Kavita, one of the things is you have things that I need to do this first. Oh, I wish I was like this, but essentially they are excuses, and you need to, and I get them. I get that. That's just a fear of relationships for you, everybody listening, everybody re-listening, watching, re-watching. All fear with relationships have been healed, cleared, and released, and I get a no, so we're going to heal, clear, release that. Holy guacamole. Okay, Kavita, happy birthday. I hope that's helpful for you. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from? All righty. We are going to go to 914. 914, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Catherine. How can I help you today?
I first of all have to thank you because something you said was said to me practically verbatim as how you had said to me once. So I have to thank you, first of all. You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It all comes from above. I would love to take credit, but it comes through me for you. And I'm so happy that it did. I'm really grateful that it did. How can I help you?
Thank you. Yes, glory to God. I understand what you're saying. Thank you. I'm looking to do an event in June, and I haven't settled in on the venue as of yet. There's one venue I'm looking at. The property manager's name is Laura, and another venue that I'm looking at, the property venue's name is Gia. So I was just wondering if you can see if either one of these places is the right location, or do I keep looking?
Okay. I feel like Gia is stronger than Laura, but I would say there's another venue coming in that might be really, really good for you. It might have a little bit more of what you're looking for. So as of right now, Gia would be the most positive one. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like there's another one coming in, okay?
One that I don't know of yet, let's say, one that I haven't one come that, across.
Yeah, one that you're not quite aware of yet. And I feel like, I don't know why, I keep hearing the word financial, so maybe this next venue might be financially it will work out for you better, whether that means more people, you make more on it, or it costs less, or both. So whatever this venue is, that's the one you want to go with. Okay, love? But as of right now, it's Gia. I'm hearing, when do you want to do this event again?
June, I was thinking June 17th or the 23rd.
Okay. I'm hearing you should find this other venue within the month, meaning within the month of April, by the end of the month of April. And I feel like you need to put, if you're searching online, put different keywords in, and you are going to find it, but also look at places that are already holding events and see where they're holding their events, similar to yours. Look at places that are holding events similar to yours and see where they're holding them. And that's going to give you your biggest, like, oh, I didn't even think of this. So, for example, the Domes here holds an event, a wellness event. I wouldn't book that out by myself, but it's an event place no most people wouldn't think of because they think of hotels and such. So I think if you look at where some other people are holding events that are similar to yours, you're going to find the place that's perfect for you, okay?
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely my pleasure. Good luck with your event. And I'm going to say thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Much love to you. Thank you.
Oh, sweetie, God bless you, too. You guys, I want to say this. I'm going to say a couple of things as far as I'm really big on, even if you have a 9-to-5 or what people call a regular job, having your own business or being an independent contractor. And I just want to say, if there's anybody out there that is an event planner or event booking person or wants to be an event planner or a booking person that books people into venues, please come on my show. There are so many people looking for someone that can put their events together, someone that can book them into venues. So please reach out to me and let me know. It is a needed occupation for somebody to be in that whatever you call it. Okay, I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to go to 405. Nope, 405. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony. It's Heather from Oklahoma.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Well,
the Kathy I know is my ex-mother-in-law.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, love.
The Kathy that I know is my ex-mother-in-law.
Oh, is
but
she on the other
alive.
Side?
No.
Oh, she's here. Okay. I'm going to just quick ask you, do you know of a Kathy or Catherine on the other side?
No.
A grandmother, great-grandmother?
Not
Nancy.
That I know of, no.
Okay. So then when I get a name of somebody here, that means there's a message for or about the person here. So if this is for the Kathy here, what are you guys trying to say? Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to say. You might hear news about her health in the near future. You might hear news about something going on with her as far as her health
mm-hmm.
in the near future. So just be aware of that. That might be something that's going to, you might hear about, okay? I feel like it's all fixable. They're saying everything is fixable, but be aware of that, okay, love?
Okay.
And the song for you is Love is in the Air, and I don't know if that means somebody is going to renew something with you or something new is coming in, or you're just going to have this feeling of overwhelming love come in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day, Heather, and thanks so much for watching and being a part of the chat all the time.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go look at some of the things. Hey, Mimi, everybody. Mimi has been working so hard at time stamping all of the clearings through the whole, all of my shows. So thank you so much, Mimi. That's amazing. And Mimi is under the fan club, Tony Green fan club, just so you guys know, that's Mimi. Okay, Dave Francis says, yesterday was the first anniversary of Edward's death. Does he have any messages? Well, first of all, I'm so sorry that you had lost him. And I'm truly sorry for that. So the first thing he would want to say is he's singing that song, I'm all right, don't nobody worry about me. So it's the Caddyshack song again coming through. He wants you to know he's okay. He has progressed. He's moved up. He's evolved since he's been there. He has seen the nature of the business that he was here for. Wow, that is the first time I have ever heard it put that way. And he understands everything completely. He has a much better understanding of the groundwork and the footprint that he had left behind. That's the first time I've heard it put that way, too. He wants you to know that he is, like he has eyes on you. He's showing me a big eye in the sky and a pyramid, and he's saying he's watching you and making sure everything is. It's such a weird vision. There's like this pyramid, and then if this is the top of the pyramid, the eye is like, I'm sorry for those of you who cannot see this. If you visualize a pyramid, and then near the top of the pyramid, there's a big, big eye. That's the symbol he's showing for you. And he's just wanting to say, I don't know personally about the pyramid, but what I am saying to you is he's watching you. He has a watchful eye on you, and he's always watching out for you, Jay Francis, and he wants you to know that he will not stop caring for you or watching out for you. And then this, tapping my forehead and doing this, watching, I think he wants to let you know if you have some visualization gifts, they may be improving in the near future. So pay attention to that because you're going to be very surprised at how open that becomes. And the pyramid and the eye may be symbolic of that also. You'll know better than I do if that's the case for you. Okay. Jay Francis, thank you for your question in the chat. If you would like to post a question in the chat or ask for a healing in the chat, please do so. If you are joining us on YouTube, for those of us not joining on YouTube, you can call in 84, let me look at what the number is. 5277-9131 is the call-in number. You can call in and ask a question, ask to connect with a loved one on the other side. I'm going to go to 573. 573, what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony, this is John. I'm calling from Missouri. I was just wondering what's around me. I'm trying to make some changes, and there appears to be a standstill.
Okay. So, John, thank you so much for calling in and asking. We are going to do some clearings first and foremost or some healings. And the first thing I ask, he is stuck. I get yes. Okay, for you, anybody else that is stuck, let's get that out of there. Oh, that is a biggie. Okay, all has been cleared from him. Let's get that cleared up for you and everybody else listening, watching. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. I see it. Okay. So for you and anybody else watching, I'm just going to, I'm watching as they take this. And as soon as they take this, you are going to be able to go, hallelujah. Yeah, I can't sing and I cannot do that.
Wow.
That is for sure.
Great.
You're going to feel
great.
Like. Okay, so if you feel like there has been a dark shadow or a darkness or a heaviness around you, for you and anybody else who's accepting of this, it is about to, I hear the song, it's going down for real. And they're like taking, they're going under the earth, like with one of those machines that digs up dirt. They're going under the earth with it and just lifting it out from its roots. And in its entirety, and just like pulling it to the to the heavens, to the etheric, whatever realm you want to call that, pulling it up away. And I can really feel this being pulled in the area. If you feel pressure or something in your top of your head area,
mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
Okay. And I feel it. I feel it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. If anybody else in the chat feels this, let me know. I feel it coming. And it's, you're not feeling his. If you're in the chat or you're watching or listening and you're feeling it, this is your whatever's blocking or stopping you going, not his. I feel it lifting from the whole upper body area. And I see what I'm seeing for you and for anybody that has this, there's a little, like, what do they call that cuff, like with chain? And it was never locked. It was never locked. It was never locked is what they're saying. So they're just opening it, dropping it, and going. Because these are not locked on. These are self-imposed chains, self-imposed prison, self-imposed whatever you want to call it. I love when my words just don't work.
But I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What they're saying is it is now being pulled, and I see that this heaviness, for lack of a better word, being the chain is retracting to that, and it is being dissolved. Like, it's not going, it's not dark anymore, it's light. They're transmuting its energy, and then it will be done. It's almost done. Yep.
Wow.
And there it goes.
I feel a lightness in my body. So thank you, Tony. Thank you for that. And it came to me yesterday. It was kind of self-imposed, but I didn't know for sure, you know. So thank you for confirming that.
Here's what we're going to do, love. First of all, thank your angels and your ascended ones, because they're the one doing the heavy lifting. But here's what we're going to do before we take one more step, before I forget, because I will forget. All that caused this and kept it has been healed, cleared, and released. Let's heal, clear, and release whatever self-imposed this, whatever made us in this space. Let's heal, release every single incident, every single reason why, anything that caused this, anything that kept this. Let's heal it and release it, because we can get rid of one thing, but if we keep that program, that belief, that system that we might not even know about, it may be so subconscious, that will come back. So let's heal, release all that caused this, kept this, every belief system, every program, everything. And I feel that pulling, like, from this part, I think this is the sternum, this part between the ribs, folks, I feel it pulling from all the way from there and going. And 9 times out of 10, what starts this is a fear about something, someone, someplace. And we're just going to heal all that. Ooh, you're going to notice the difference now, but that difference should get stronger. So for you and everybody else, thank you so much for participating in this healing. Because if you have felt like in any area or all areas of your life you have been stuck and you participated in this, you should feel lighter, you should feel healthier, happier, and you should feel like, and I believe I can fly.
and I do. Right.
I'm not trying to sing anymore. I'm just bringing out Mickey Mouse voices now.
No, you have a wonderful voice. Yeah. But my whole torso is tingling. I'm tingling, and I can feel stuff being released. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so grateful to be a part of it, to be a vessel for this. I want you to know that your angel that is working, the angel that is working on you right now is Ariel with the A, and you with the U. They're both working on you. That's the tingles. Those are the tingles you are feeling. They are healing energy, body, and now Ariel feeling this. Angels are omnipresent. So if you're feeling that tingle, that cold, that pressure, that is them healing your energy body, and everything is energy, even our flesh. So they are healing those spaces and strengthening and empowering you right now. So breathe it in. Just suck it in.
Yes.
Suck it in and allow it to immerse your entire body and your energetic field, and allow it to give you the strength and power that you are wanting and have been asking for to move forward. Okay, love.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Yes. Yes, it has been.
I'm so grateful that you called in, and I'm sure there are a number of other listeners and watchers that are equally grateful that you have called in and asked for this today. I feel like you may hear news today or tomorrow about things pushing forward. If you don't hear it by the end of the week, call me on Monday, okay? We'll double down on this if there's anything else, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. I'm so grateful for that. You guys, right? You guys. Right up there, right around us. That's all I can say is Okay, I think 3 is the next caller. I'm going to go to 573. If you have a question in the chat or you want a healing, please let me know. I'm going to go to the chat next. 573, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Tony, we just talked.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
are welcome, love. I'm going to go to 845. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York.
How can
you?
I help you today? I'm good, thank you.
Thanks. You can message from my hospital, my father, my mother, anybody.
Okay. The first message I hear for you, love, is you need to get outside. You need to take a little walk, a short walk every day. If you need to take it with somebody, take it with somebody. But you need to get outside, even if you need to just sit near your home. But you need to be outside. You need to get some fresh air. You need to be outside. You need to be outside. You need the sun. You need some sun on you. The second message I hear is buy the ticket, buy the ticket, buy the ticket, buy the ticket. And then the next message that I hear for you, my love, is stop in the mind, stop in the mind, stop stop in the mind the thoughts that continue and continue and continue and continue and continue and continue. So what I'm going to do for you, love, I'm going to do a healing. Okay, right there. Let's take that. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, love, is I know there is a, we're going to heal what is this heaviness. We're just going to take it. We're going to heal the mind. Okay, that's it. Okay, the mind is healed. I get a no. Let's heal that. Let's clear it. Let's heal all beliefs, programs, patterns that are erroneous and not of this day. Okay, go. And this is for you, everybody listening, re-listening, anybody who wants it. And let me, folks, if you think somebody might benefit from this, just ask the angels to also go to them or send this to them. It's okay either way. If you don't feel like they would be open to this, just ask the angels to open to it. And then, Maria, you have so much grief. There's so much sadness and sorrow. So what I'm asking, I see this big light coming into your chest area, and it's just funneling out all the sadness. And for you and everybody listening, re-listening, they're just going to transmute or change this energy to love again, because it's been a while since you could genuinely laugh and smile. You have been in this place of being very sad or just like this clenched up, like just so, and I understand why. you know, when we're younger, we have so many friends, so many family. And then we reach a certain point in our life where our children and our children's children, I don't have children, but children and children's children have their own life. Our friends are now going home to the other side, our loved ones and our sisters and brothers. And it's a very challenging place to be. So really think about that for your elders. And Maria, but we're just going to heal this. We're going to heal this. And so Maria, what I want to say to you is your thoughts are consuming you, and you, I don't want to say on the air everything, but what I'm going to say is if you can, if it's okay with you, and if you can, try to remember what's good about being here still. You know, I know sometimes it can be very difficult and challenging to, I have to pull myself together for a second here, folks. I'm so sorry, so sorry. Maria, it's going to get better. It's going to get easier. It is. I know it's been a really rough couple of years. I know that with everything that has been going on, I know that it's been a lot of difficulties. So I'm asking that all of these burdens be lifted from you now. And so we're going to ask that the angels come in and we lift these burdens from you. And the burdens are like the sadness and the grief and the what we have been taken with us, all of the loss. And I'm asking that it be lifted from you now. Okay. And Maria, I want you to know that your loved ones that have gone to heaven or home, they are with you all the time, and you can talk to them. They're there listening to you. Okay, my sweet, beautiful woman?
Good, thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you feel better, and I hope that you are feeling lighter, like the light from heaven coming into you now. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
I love you so much. And please call in on Monday, okay? Maria, please call in on Monday. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, love. God bless you. I'm just going to answer one or two questions in the chat. I need to refocus here. I need to refocus. Emily wants to know if she can have a general message. And oh my gosh, Emily, I hope this is not offensive in any way. The first thing I hear is that song that is my brother Steven's favorite song, Move, Get Out the Way, Get Out the Way, Move, Get Out the Way. This song can mean a couple different things. You're going to know what it means for you as far as if you need somebody to get out of your way, or you need to push through something, or somebody's kind of treating you like that. And if somebody's treating you like that, you need to do a solid no. I feel like, Emily, you are about to make headway. Okay, I see like a big long road and just pushing ahead of everybody, but not even having to push everything. It's like the river that separates everything, just like all the cars just open up and you get to fly, and there is no 5-0 anywhere for you, okay? You are going to fly forward. Nothing is going to be in your way. Nothing is going to stop you. And I hear that song, Ain't Nothing Gonna Break My Stride. I know I missed the verse. I'm sorry. I got to keep up. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Oh, no. I got to keep on moving. Okay, that's all I'm coming. So you are about to push ahead so hard and so fast. So get ready. Yeah, get ready. It's about to go down, girl. You are about to make strides. Everything that you've been like, this is what I'm working on, or whatever it is, it's about to... Nancy, do you see me moving to Oklahoma City in July? I hear June. Maybe you'll be settled in July, but I hear June. So you might start in June, like end of June, and then, you know, sometime in June. If you want to, it can happen in June. That's what I'm hearing, beautiful. If you want to, it can happen in June, and by July, put a bow on it. Just put a bow on it. Yeah, Maria, I want you to know, Maria, because Maria, I don't think Maria's in the chat. Maria, everybody in the chat is sending you love. They want you to know they love you and they care about you, and they're sending prayers your way. Thank you so much for that, Kate. That is very kind of you. Thank you. So I did a message for Jay Francis, and she said, thank you very much. That makes a lot of sense. I have a sore spot for no reason on my forehead. Let's make sure that heals up for you. Oh yeah, the triangle and the eye, and that is intuitive abilities. And I think all the lights just flashed. I don't know, because I was blinking my eyes, so maybe I was just blinking my eyes. Can somebody tell me, was that my eyes blinking or the light, like a flash of the Holy Spirit has got me? I don't even know, you guys. How do you put up with this for a whole hour twice a week? I don't even know. I love it, though. Please don't go anywhere. Please. Ooh, please. And, yeah, that was like the strongest in my ear ever. Okay. Okay, you guys, we're going to do one more healing and or clearing. I want you to know, I'm just going to go into a healing and or a clearing. And this one is going to be for, this one is going to be agreements. If you waited until this moment, thank you, and here's your reward. This is for any agreements that don't serve us. We're canceling out all agreements that don't serve us. I actually feel that pulling in the back of my neck and my ears, you guys. We're going to cancel, destroy, disregard, release any and all. Holy cow, wow. That do not serve us or our highest good or the path or purpose we're supposed to be on. These are lower agreements. If you feel this, please comment. Any and all agreements that do not serve us or our highest good that we are not supposed to have, that people imposed upon us, clear them now. Okay, while this is clear, oh, that's going fast. Ooh, with a quickness, like a lightning bolt. It's just like, achoo, let's snatch. Okay. I love you guys so stinking much. Go make miracles. Please go make some miracles in your life. Until next time, have an absolutely amazing and blessed day. Thank you guys so much.